It's the Boxing Shop here, another episode, another week of boxing gone by. Got me, got Lukey, what up?
What's up with it?
Oh man, you know, just another week of boxing gone. So, you know, kind of this kind of week kind of seemed to bring out a lot of idiots, but hey, what's new in the sport of boxing?
Well, I mean, the haters are on a 3 week, like, they were on a 2 week losing streak, man. Floyd won. Outclassed Pacquiao. Canelo looked like he's a top five pound for pound talent. So, I mean, of course, when Triple G fights, I mean, they had to try to rebound, you know? They were 0 for 2.
Yeah, 0 for that. When did that's so stupid, too, man. When did these guys even become... I'm convinced they're not even Triple G fans. They're just, like you said, Floyd, Canelo, they don't like these guys, so this is... Pacquiao failed, so this is the guy that everyone's gonna jump on to be their savior, man. It's stupid.
Fighting in one of the weakest divisions ever in the sport, the weakest middleweight, like, it's almost as bad as light heavyweight, where you can literally not name more than four people.
He's fighting in the weakest division, and then he's not even fighting the top fighters in that division. But, hey, he's a god to these people, so...
And I'm going to jump into my opinion. But, bro, any round he didn't drop Willie Monroe, I felt like he won that round.
Yeah, I don't even... Have we talked about who we're talking about?
Triple G?
Triple G, Gennady Golovkin, just in case everyone doesn't know, but...
They know. I mean... Yeah, whatever. So... I mean,
I'm with you, man. I was watching, the B-sides, the Jay-Z concert, and then I, you know, that ended, and then I turned on the TV, and I see Golovkin giving Triple G that work, like, standing right there, a phone booth style fight, and backing him up, and I'm like, what is going on? Willie Monroe, you have six knockouts. You're best known for winning an ESPN tournament, which, I mean, you know, we don't see the best fighters displayed on ESPN.
And being an ITR radio guest.
Yeah.
That was one of his highlights.
He's a cool guy, don't get me wrong. But if we're, like, you know, calling him for what it is, like, his biggest career highlight was he won an ESPN tournament. Like,
and he beat Brian Vera.
Yeah, how many people do you know go from ESPN into a world championship match? Like, I mean, it doesn't happen too often, right?
Adonis Stevenson.
Did he? I guess Delvin Rodriguez did too, right?
I think it actually happens a lot because ESPN was kind of like the HBO's, like, stepping stone. So if you picked up a good win, they'd put you on a title fight in the Heyman era.
Right. Regardless, it's the minor leagues. And so then he goes and he's giving this beast, the most feared man in boxing, I don't know where the hell that title came from, and he's giving him a fight. He's backing him up, he's putting it on him when he's letting his hands go. He didn't have the power and he was still able to do that. So
I still believe Sergio Mora beats this guy in his prime. I think Sergio Mora is a little past his prime to win, but I still think Sergio Mora just beats Golovkin.
I think Arislandi Lada does too. I mean, Lada is a...
They'll rob him though, because Lara will swag out.
He will, and you know, maybe people say, oh, he don't have the chin, he got put down by, you know, Angulo. But yo, Lada can crack. Lada's a Cuban boxer. Yeah, I mean, he kind of got on his bike against Canelo, but he can crack. Monroe can't crack, and he was able to back up Triple G. It's like, come on, now you see why Golovkin and Abel have been ducking the Sergio Moras, the Arislandi Ladas, you know? Like, these guys have been calling them out. What if you watch just HBO, no one wants to fight him. No, this doesn't... I think I even saw a Deadspin article today. The most feared boxer in the world.
Well, Deadspin's the best website to go to, dude. I learned that fight week for Floyd. Like, bro, they're just awesome.
Hey, well, it kind of goes back to my point. Like, these guys aren't Golovkin fans. They hate Floyd. So, hey, this is the guy now. That's But yeah, I mean, so don't believe all that. People have called out Golovkin, but you know, they give the excuse. I think the Lotta excuse was, oh, he doesn't sell. Apparently, Apparently, Willie Monroe does, though. It's like, come on.
Or like, Lara signed to Al Heyman. But, like, if he's calling him out, you don't think Big Dog Al is, like, in a back room willing to make that fight happen?
Yeah, well, and if that's the case, then why are you mentioning Floyd every interview? He signed to Heyman, too.
Well, and the other thing about Lara was, like, I saw on Twitter before this fight, they were, like, people were saying if Monroe does good, how long before Lara calls him out? And it's like, Lara did call him out a year ago. People forget.
He's been calling him out. It's like, come on. And I don't get how you say Lara don't sell. Okay, maybe he doesn't sell, but, you know, he's been on pay-per-view. He was a world champ. He has a bigger name than Willie Monroe. So how are you going to say you're not going to fight Lara because he doesn't sell, but you're going to fight Willie Monroe?
It's the motherfucking American dream, bro.
Man.
It's the American fucking dream.
I've had enough. This week, bro, I've had enough with Abel and Triple G.
I feel like they really... And you know who they're going to fight next. The winner of Endom versus David Lemieux for that fucking IBF title. And it's going to be like a 4-5 round knockout.
Yeah.
And people are going to go, he's a fucking monster.
Yeah, and I mean, Lotta, you know, everyone shits on him or whatever, but, you know, he said, hey, I'll fight Golovkin, Canelo fight Cotto, winners meet. Who has a problem with that? I don't think anyone
but that's just
going to
be Cotto, I know who has a problem, Cotto and Golovkin.
Yeah.
Because they're going to lose those fights. Canelo and Lara don't have a problem.
Yeah, and I mean, Cotto probably has not that big of a problem because that's a big payday for him. But who has the biggest problem with it? Golovkin. Because, yeah, you're not going to get that big payday from Lotta, and you're probably going to get your ass beat.
And he's probably going to get swagged on. Because low-key, Lara does some pretty awesome humiliation to people.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I mean, I watched the fight. I think Golovkin, like, his stock's been going down every fight they choose to fight another nobody. This one, bro, he looks, his hand speed's non-existent. You know, he throws those big looping punches, but, you know, Monroe was putting it on him like 3-1, and Monroe's not the quickest guy. Like, come on, what do you think Canelo's going to do to you? But
no, like, that's the thing. Like, I want him to fight Canelo because everyone's saying Canelo's too green. I think Canelo stops Triple G.
Man, I think so. I don't think Golovkin could fight going backwards. He has slow hands. And, you know, it wasn't even like he... I always thought he was great at cutting off the ring. You know, it took him a while to get to... Well, I guess he got to Monroe in the second, but... I don't know, man. I don't think Monroe has the boxing ability that some of these other top guys have, you know?
Yeah,
and I don't think Canelo's gonna be one to try to even show his boxing ability. I think he backs him up and beats him, man. I can't see it any other way.
See, here's the thing about that fight for me. I can't think of when Golovkin flatlined a guy, right? Like, yeah. flatlined him. Canelo has got that Kirkland knockout, and I want to say he's got a couple others too, like Angulo, where it's like he flatlines people that are known for not getting hurt.
Yeah, well, Baldemir too, you know. I mean, Baldemir's not the best guy, but, you know, he's a sturdy guy. And Canelo, what, left hook put him to sleep?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, Golovkin, it's hard for me to believe his power is this crazy power when Gabe Rosado went 9 rounds with him.
Yeah, well, what, didn't, who? And, I mean, he has gone to this, didn't Kasim Uma take him?
Well, Kasim Uma, the street rumor is Kasim Uma wasn't in shape, and he just gassed out, and that's when he lost the fight.
Definitely. Man, if you look at Golovkin, I mean, what, your biggest wins are over guys fighting in BKB now?
His biggest win is over the BKB champ, bro. And don't fucking disrespect that, dude. How dumb was that from Gabe Rosado, bro? Like, that single-handedly kind of, like, ended his career to be, like, a boxing superstar, kind of. Well, that one fight.
Yeah. I mean, Well, he got an HBO date and took it. I'm not mad. I mean.
But I mean, like, he could have gotten a canine fight and he could have legitimately been a Canelo opponent. And then gotten stopped by Canelo.
Yeah. It was only a matter of time. But yeah, you're right, though. I don't know, man. It's the Triple G stuff bugs me.
Alright, so let's talk about.
Hold on. Let's talk about how he's ready for a big fight right now. No, Max, right now.
Big drama show.
Right. No future, right now. Okay, well, what about Ward?
What about Lara?
Dude straight up turned bitch right as soon as Andre Ward's name came out, man. Like, the thing is, I guess what. It makes me mad that, like, and maybe it's just my timeline, but it makes me mad how people buy into that. Like, are you just blind to that? Like, I don't get it. But.
No, I hear you, man. The big thing for me is, it's like, this guy called out everyone from 154 to 168, but he doesn't want to fight Andre Ward. Heaven forbid you let him get the winner of DeGale versus Durrell. It's like, well, then.
Oh, and then he doesn't want to fight. The only person he'll fight at 154 is Floyd.
Yeah, he does. He won't fight.
But you'll fight anyone from 154 to 168, but no, not Canelo at 154. Not Andre Ward at 168. It's like, come on, man. You're 33 years old. Like, I don't know. You're not, like, Canelo's, you know, still young, still improving. Triple G, you're not improving. You are who you are. Like, I don't know, you know. And they say, Canelo, he fights at 155. I mean, he's only been fighting at 155 because he doesn't want to fight for those belts because he said those belts are Floyd's anyways. Isn't that what it was? Like, when he was supposed to fight Lara, they had it at 155 because he said Lara's not a champion anyway. Let's just fight at 155. So,
I'm just tired of Golovkin.
Me too, man. Why doesn't he fight Sergey Kovalev?
Well, I mean, and then the other
that's,
thing
that's
is,
two-weight classes. You call him Floyd from two-weight classes. Why don't you fight Kovalev?
Well, and here's the thing. People go, like, what's up with Ward? Why doesn't he fight Kovalev? Well, he might. Like, he hasn't fought for 2 years. He's getting a tune-up. He's at 172. He can decide whether he wants to fight at 75 or 68.
Yeah, well, I like how people are saying, "Oh, it's at 172. He's not even. He can't even make super middleweight anymore." It's like, no. Why is he gonna, you know, put in the work of a full camp to get to 168 when there's nothing on the line? Like, that's the same thing about Canelo. Why not fight at 155? You're not fighting for a belt. You don't want that belt. It, like, that 172 means nothing. It's just a fight. And I've heard them say, you know, K2 say, oh, Ward's inactive. He's going to need fights. Triple G, Andre Ward does not need a tune-up for your sorry ass, bro. You would be the tune-up for Kovalev. Like, for Kovalev War, okay, I wouldn't expect Ward to go into a Kovalev fight without, you know, activity, but they could fight tomorrow. Would you really pick? Would anyone pick Triple G over Ward?
Yeah, some of these dudes that were like Mexicans for Golovkin, and then they'd be real mad. They'd say, "Well, he fought like a bitch. Yeah. He didn't stand right in front of Triple G."
And I think he would, man. Andre Ward is one of the best inside fighters, and that's obviously what Triple G sucks at. So, man. Triple G, Andre Ward does not need a tune-up for you. You're not that tight. You know, they could fight tomorrow. He doesn't need a couple fights to get ready for Triple G, you know. And I think Triple G falling into the hype of himself, you know, with this, oh, big drama show, knockouts. Yo, I don't know if your promoters have told you, but you're fighting bums, bro.
So. No, I hear you, man.
Yeah, so
I hear you.
Every time he calls out Floyd, man, I'm gonna say that he should fight Kovalev and see how people think that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's It's crazy, but I feel like Ward's gonna fight Kovalev and Golovkin in his time.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to see him just beat down Golovkin. But you know, a Kovalev Ward, that's a good fight. I guess I don't even know who I would pick on that. But yeah, I mean, I don't think Andre Ward's scared of him. I don't think Andre Ward's scared of anybody.
Well, this is what's funny about it, right? Everyone goes, well, Andre Ward, he's been ducking. He needs to move up. Why? He's been out of action for 2 years. Whether we agree with his promotional contract or not for him disputing it, obviously he didn't like the contract. So he has every right to go through whatever process as an American to do what he wants to do about that contract. That's the truth. And then now everyone wants to use the fact that he's been inactive as a reason for him to go up in weight. And you said it best. He's fighting at 172 because, like, back in the day, my man KH always says this, back in the day, people only fought at these, like, real weights for titles. Every other fight was a catchweight. Like, Mickey Ward versus Gotti, that was a catchweight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're not fighting for that belt, you know, the weight class really doesn't matter. It's a fight. So why lose that extra pound if you don't care about the belt? You know what I'm saying?
So let's get into kind of the guy that was a pleasant surprise for me, which was Chocolatito, the guy that Mike's always been talking about and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a letdown. Like, I thought Mike was going to be in a lot of trouble and that this guy wasn't going to be good, but he's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that fight,
though. Damn, bro.
Come on, bro. I don't know. I really... Let's see. I mean, I think it's on demand. I'm going to turn it on right now. It was a short fight, right?
Damn, so we're going to get commentary, real Ray live commentary to this whole fight?
I'm going to just tell you why I didn't watch it. First off...
Because his head's not over the turnbuckle?
I mean, like I said, I was watching the Jay-Z concert, so... But I don't doubt he's a good fighter. I don't doubt he has skills. I don't doubt he has talent. But... Come on... Like, who are you fighting? How many grown men weigh 112 pounds? It's like, what do they always say about Klitschko? Like, where are the best heavyweights? Like, why doesn't he get the credit? Because, all the heavyweights are in the NFL. You've heard that, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, wasn't that what Butch Sugar would say? They're in, like, the NFL or the NBA.
Yeah, like, the best athletes, they're not boxing, it's like, bro, the best 112 pounders are riding horses. Like, they're not boxing. So,
damn, dude, I thought we were gonna have like an agenda to kind of promote these guys, but we're just gonna straight up shit on them. Okay,
yeah,
I see how we're.
I hated this whole card, man. But no, but serious, bro. Like, do you, Luki? Do you know? Can you name a grown man who weighs 112 pounds.
No.
Me either. I probably haven't known a man that weighs 112 pounds since, I don't know, 7th grade, 6th grade. It's like, so who are you fighting? Like, your record, I saw, he has a good record, only like 40-something and oh. But, so you tell, like, who are these guys? Like, do they... Have they always boxed? Did they just happen to weigh 112 pounds so they got in the ring with you?
Damn, so you're treating it like women's box, or like women's MMA, I should say, where it's like their husband like was a MMA fighter, and then they kind of got into it and took some classes, and now they're a pro?
That's what I'm, man, how else? Like, where are these 112-pound dudes at? Like... And then, okay, let's go off that example, Luki. Women's MMA. So Ronda Rousey, right?
Yeah, she's the best.
She's the best, and she has talent. Like, yo, Olympian, like, she grew up doing it. She dedicated to her craft. But there's no one else is doing that. Like you said, what, their husband owned the gym, so then they started fighting, they became pro. There's no other competition, so you taking a few classes makes you better than everyone, but you're not going to beat Ronda Rousey because she really lives that. That's my thing here. Like, he's talented, he really has skills, but who are these guys you're fighting? You know, so to me, it's just... And I will watch a Ronda Rousey fight because I think she, you know, I like how, you know, she talks her shit. She's cocky. She knows she's the best. I think she knows what it is. So if she's charismatic, I'll watch her. I think she's a star. This Roman Gonzalez, like, I don't know, bro. I can't dig that.
Do you think that he needs to, like, have a little gimmick or something? Like, he needs to put his face on, like, a Hershey's bar that says Chocolatito? Or that he has to have, like, a shtick or something? I feel like he's missing, like, something to make him entertaining for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's me too. Like, that make me care about you. Like, even though I know you're going to win, like, going into that fight, all right, we know you're going to win. Every Ronda Rousey fight, we know you're going to win, but, like, what else are you going to bring to it? I don't know. I just don't. Like, I think I tweeted, man, I would have been more impressed if Gonzalez won the Preakness than him beating some guy that I never heard about that had tons of losses already.
Well, actually, we did know Edgar Sosa because he's the guy that knocked out the dude Canelo knocked out in a street fight.
Oh, what was his name?
I forget that dude's name, but the bitches love Sosa.
Yeah, okay.
And then Mike said that he was a Mexican legend. He was like, Edgar Sosa's a Mexican boxing legend. Don't disrespect him. So Mexico, I guess, took an L on Saturday.
No, they didn't, man. Mexico,
No, they took an L. Edgar Sosa got knocked out by Chocolatito.
Man,
bro, that's an L.
Well, for real, like, I didn't watch Luki, and I don't know. I think I like boxing because boxing's so it's like the everyman sport, you know. Like, yo, there's guys that weigh what I weigh, and I know they'd whoop my ass, you know. And I could, well, like, man, the dude's just like me, and I respect what he does. You know, like all the weight classes throughout, you know someone that's like that. Bro, I don't know no 112-pound guy. I don't know. I can't relate to that. I can't even picture a 112-pound dude. Like, I don't know.
You feel like if you got in a street fight, you might grab his ass, and then you might throw him in a wrestling, like a chokehold.
Yeah.
A stranglehold or something.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just not something I want to watch. I saw BJ Flores kind of say the same thing. People went in on him. But, yeah, I feel BJ saying, dude, like, yo, people, like, that's not...
Man, don't defend BJ Flores. He's given us years and years of bad commentary. Just let people rip him. Don't even defend him with his analysis.
BJ, you're on your own, but had that came from someone else, I would have co-signed it.
By the way, I had to watch the top rank presser today, and Roy Jones is kind of awesome. Roy went to the press conference in jean shorts that went all the way down to his shoes. And, what did he said that he learned how to fight from animals.
Oh, yeah, so, that was roosters, isn't that?
Yeah, and I was like, dude, Roy Jones is reaching this level in life that I don't think many get to. Like, he's just getting to that, like, Emmanuel Stewart, uncle/grandfather wise man level, where I fuck with almost anything Roy Jones says now.
Yeah, I saw that picture, and when I saw the picture at first, I thought they were like those men capris, and I was like, what the hell, Roy? And then I saw them, no, they're just long jean shorts.
They were like jean short pants.
Yeah. But hey, he's Roy Jones, man.
Almost as cool as Michael Jordan's outfits in public.
Yeah, that's. Hey, man, they're like the same level, same era.
Maybe he's sponsored by Jordan Brand clothing. Maybe Michael Jordan sends him like what
looked
he
like
wears.
They looked like they were Michael Jordan's actual shorts, the way they were down his leg.
Oh man, that fit had me crying. And then Top Rank tried to act like there was a big announcement, and it was for the WBO welterweight title. That was the big announcement.
How did that come about, though? Was that just one of Floyd's belts, or what?
The WBO apparently talked to Floyd because I guess they knew he was going to win the fight, and they agreed that once Floyd beat Pacquiao, Floyd would just vacate the title.
Oh, yeah?
That's what the guy said on Twitter. And I honestly, like, why would Floyd even want any belts right now? A belt doesn't, like, he can make the same amount of money with no belt. There's, like, no purpose for him to have a title.
Yeah.
All it does is make him have to defend a title against someone and who might not be worth the money, you know.
And pay a sanctioning fee.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, I mean, like, that's a big deal. And then, I don't know. And then this Bradley Vargas fight, I guess the winner of it fights Saddam Ali, so.
Oh, really?
That's what they said today.
Oh, I'm sure Rios is probably a player in that too, right? Well, considering they're both top ranked.
I mean, I feel like Rios is always a player because he just makes good fights. So, like, the longer he's inactive, like right now, which is kind of crappy because he had such a good performance to start the year off, and then he got put on ice, and it's kind of hurting his year. But if Rios just is active, I feel like he's always in the title picture because he's got a loyal fan base, and his style is really TV friendly.
Yeah.
Like, there's go ahead.
No, I was just saying, so it's a welterweight, so Vargas is, what, is he leaving his belt and going up?
Apparently, Vargas is going to be able to keep his belt, and then if he wins both, he can have both titles, and then he has to defend one. And then he'll have to defend the other. So he won't be able to take, what's that called? Like, involuntary fights. Like, or unless he vacated. But for the time being, he's able to still keep, like, that WBA super whatever title.
WBA, not the main title, but the one under it.
Basically that.
Gotcha. I don't know. I guess it's an interesting fight.
Vargas is a lot taller than Bradley. That was my big takeaway. He's a lot taller. He's like 4 inches taller than him.
Yeah. Man, I would think. I think Vargas wins that.
Yeah. That's what I was kind of starting to think today, and I was also starting to think, like, Bradley's been through a lot of wars. He got beat up by Pacquiao twice. Like, he beat Marquez, but Marquez still punched him. And Ruslan punched him a lot, too. That's, like, 4 really tough fights. And it's, like, sooner or later, he's going to, like, look old in the ring.
And he's one of those guys who gains a lot of weight, you know, when he's not training, which isn't, you know, beneficial, as we've seen in the past. I don't know. I think Jesse Vargas is just the fresher guy and, you know, his size, his jab. I mean, he's not a power guy either. But
it's going to be a weird fight. Yeah. I really can't visualize how this fight's going to look.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. I don't know if one of them's going to try to box because they're both kind of boxers.
It could just be like, who was it? Delvin Rodriguez versus Austin Trout at StubHub where, like, nobody was fighting. Do you remember? Was that who it was? Yeah. Who was that guy?
They did fight. I don't remember that fight, though.
There was a fight where, oh, goody, I get to watch my buddy Aaron Coley lose on Showtime right now. I flipped it over.
Oh, yeah?
But,
You fighting my boy Kytrov?
Yeah, he's fighting Kytrov.
Okay.
But, what's it called? I guess we should get into these. Oh, you know what? There were a couple other fights that we could talk about. Jose Benavidez looked like shit on True TV, but I, at the same time, I don't really blame him because no one really knew who his opponent was. It's kind of hard to get up for those type of fights. Emmanuel Taylor lost once again to Antonio Orozco. Any thoughts on either of these guys?
You know, I think it's a joke that Benavidez is claiming to be a champion. Honey, and what belt is it that he says he has? Do you know? Is it one of the WBAs too?
I think it's a WBA Super World.
WBA, not the main, not the second, but the third.
That interim, that super interim world title?
That really might be what it is. Let's see.
I feel like it's a world interim title, maybe.
I saw that they kept saying world champ, but it's like, I want to be like, yo, you're not a world champ. But
he beat Mauricio Herrera, dude.
He beat Mauricio Herrera, who didn't have a belt. So, yeah, he should definitely get a belt.
But I hate to say it, but I won't even say it because that's mean.
Nah, say it.
I mean, dude, if you're at, like, that certain level, you gotta beat Mauricio Herrera.
I mean, yeah, that's Mauricio Herrera's gatekeeper. He's probably one of the best gatekeepers, if not the best gatekeeper, but, you know, that's what he's there for. But back to Benavidez, it is the WBA interim light welterweight title. I don't know how you have an interim title when you have two other champions, but what if?
That unification coming soon. The streets are demanding it.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I didn't think Benavidez was that impressive.
He just sat on the ropes.
He sits on the ropes. When he, like, I don't know. When he was coming up, I was like, yo, this dude, he had the goods, he had the jab, he had everything. And then, remember it was like one of the undercard, untelevised undercard, he got caught.
I was there. I was at the Alvarado Rios. He got caught by Pavel Miranda and got put on the stretcher. He barely made it out of the round, and then they stretchered him out before Rios Alvarado.
Yeah, if that fight goes a little longer, you know, we're obviously not having this discussion, but ever since then, man, I just don't think he's the same. You see the skills. It's kind of like, reminds me of Khan. Like, you know he has the skills, but, you know, once he gets hit, you just know it's going to be over. So, as soon as he fights someone that can crack. But the thing is, Top Rank does know, they are, you know, one of the best in the business, so it's no surprise that they went against Mauricio Herrera, who can't punch. They went against, you know, Paez, who's just not at that level. But if he ever fights anyone that can punch, especially the way he lays on the ropes like that, like, yo, that's better get another stretcher.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. And then, like, the Antonio Orozco, I don't know how to look at the fight. I mean, Emmanuel Taylor's kind of becoming like a Mauricio Herrera type guy too. Maybe you match those two up in the future, Mauricio Herrera, Emmanuel Taylor. But it's kind of like, if you're going to make it to the top of the division, you beat Emmanuel Taylor.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and you know, in boxing you have those guys. It's like, they're the ones that can't break through. And but if you can beat them, you know, maybe you're on your way. I thought Orozco, you know, I thought he did do enough. I thought he won the fight. You know, Orozco, Benavidez, I wouldn't mind watching. I think Orozco beats him, but what if?
Man. So, let's look ahead to this week. We got the Boxino tournament. Hey, well,
before we get that one, since we were speaking about Mauricio Herrera, did you see him giving his interview drunk up? Drunk as can be?
No, but I did see Hank Lundy beefing with my friend Troy King, getting mad at him for calling him disloyal for going to the Sean Porter camp, and he was like flashing money saying Troy's broke and shit. So that was like a highlight of my week, watching Hank get mad.
Lundy's in the Porter camp?
Yeah, Lundy's in the Porter camp.
Okay. That's interesting.
And then he was doing Lundy's a lot of that.
Lundy's going to fight her, right?
Yeah. Who do you take in that fight?
Oh, man, I don't know.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. It's going to be a fight.
Draw?
Probably, I could see that. But when do they fight?
Like July 11th in like
LA.
They still got time. They still got time to get injured?
No, they still got time to train because I told you, man, Herrera was drunk and I was like, I thought the fight was closer. I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
What do I Google to find that Herrera drunk video?
Man, it was a sec bag video. Let's see. Just Google.
I did see a Ellie video where, who was it? Like, Randy Caballero was, like, riding in a horse carriage.
Oh, yeah?
And, like, Ellie's just walking down the street, and then he just runs to a carriage, a horse-drawn carriage, and it's Randy Caballero.
Look, man, just go to YouTube and go to ES News, and then ES News Herrera. And it says Mauricio Herrera goes off on Danny Garcia. He's like, it starts off, he's like, he ain't shit. And then,
ES News, Herrera.
Then I know at one point, Ellie's like, what do you think about Triple G? And he's like, he's like, I'd fight him, Danny Golovkin, I'd fight him, he ain't shit. I'm like, bro, calm down.
Oh, this is... He's asking, for those who cannot see this, he's asking, who has he dominated?
Yeah.
He said, who has he dominated? Damn, I think I'm going with Hank.
Hey, this actually made me my pool for her.
I know, but I'm just saying. They always, my boy calls him Juventud Herrera. Yeah, instead of Juventud Guerrera, but man, he was crazy. But
he says Danny's career is an illusion.
Danny the Magician Garcia.
Oh man,
I just love seeing boxers drunk getting mad.
Hey, but I'm not even mad at it, because what did I tell you, Luki? I said, like, I think I said it on this one. I was like, boxing's like your everyday, like, yo, these guys, you can go to a boxing gym and you could train right along a world champion if a champion's at that gym, you know? Like, these guys are like the everyday people. Like, yo, Herrera's obviously drinking. Yo, I drink, you know? You want to relate to these guys. They're like you. So, yeah.
No, I feel like they're also like they're the everyday person, and they get depressed or down on their luck and they get a little drunk, and then they're just like more entertaining than us.
Yeah, for sure. And then they get to go and show it in the ring, man. You gotta love boxing.
Dude, Herrera's like smashed. Like he's like actually drunk in this video. This is like one of the rare. The video that this compares to is Demetrius Andrade, when he just like randomly was shadow boxing and he was like, no offense to the Charlo brothers, but you're a bunch of bitches. And I was like, man, that one made me laugh pretty hard, because I mean, like, how do you disrespect someone like that and just
But hey, Herrera, thanks for this video, bro. Actually, why I might pick you over Lundy.
Yeah, I mean, thank you for telling me about it, because this definitely brightened up my day, and I am very happy to have seen this video. But let's go into this weekend. Do you care about the Boxino, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
Is that still going on?
Yeah, just for a little. I think the Super 6 is still going to that point bracket, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes that simple. Alexander Povetkin is fighting Mike Perez after Mike Perez killed a guy.
Hey, that's actually not a bad fight, I don't think.
It's going to be on ESPN as well.
I heard it's a WBC eliminator.
So Deontay Wilder is going to knock out the winner of this fight?
Yeah. Hey, Povetkin, he did all right, right, against Klitschko?
Yeah, but I mean, he's still going to get bomb squatted.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And then what I love about Deontay Wilder is he's like 6'8", but he thinks he's like 5'7". Like, he acts like a normal-ass dude, but he's hella tall.
Yeah.
And then people kind of hate him for that. They're like, he needs to act like a big guy. He shouldn't be having fun and shit.
Yo, people love to hate.
Bro, people love to hate people that are talented and then like people because they can relate to them.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times these guys that don't lose, these guys can't relate to because they're losers. So how do you relate to someone that don't lose?
Yeah, well, so I'm just going to keep going through these cards. Oh, PBC's back in the building because Paulie got Paulie got injured, bro. Paulie is off the card next week.
Yeah, he took an elbow to the eye.
Yeah, he got messed up. Some people were saying because he was working with a new strength and conditioning coach that's a little questionable.
Bimbo!
That some funny business was about, but it looks like this one's on the up and up.
He posted a picture of his eye. It was cut really bad. So.
Dude, I like Paulie. I like the fact that he messes with the fans. If you make fun of him, he'll make fun of you back. He has one of the funniest podcasts out. Like, he told this story about Ishida getting beat up in Wildcard every single day. And then and then he also told the story where he's like, listen, guys, if you guys actually come up to me on the street from Twitter and try to assault me, I will assault you. But I'm not going to unless you do it.
I did hear that part.
That one made me laugh pretty good. Like, I mean, he's just like a funny fucking dude.
No, he speaks his mind. Like, how can you not? I don't know. How do you hate on that?
Yeah, I don't know, but because of that, Brian Vasquez versus Javier Fortuna, which could be a very good fight, got moved back a week. So instead, we're going to get Edwin Rodriguez versus Craig Baker, who I literally know very little about Craig Baker. I've seen Edwin Rodriguez train. I haven't seen him train in like a year or two. I took that one awesome photo of him that Mike really likes that he called a mugshot. Remember, like, I was drinking beers in a parking lot and Edwin Rodriguez just randomly popped up. But, I mean, I don't know much about these guys.
PBC's dipping deep into that stable, huh?
Yeah, they're going real deep. But the main event I'm kind of interested in, James DeGale against Andre Durrell, because Andre Durrell's a guy that, like, should be better. And then DeGale is one of these European guys where I don't, like, is he a good European fighter or is he a Eurobum? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Are you interested in this fight at all?
What day is it on? Friday?
Saturday at 1:30 on NBC.
Well, yeah, man, I'll watch it. I think that's a good time for that. Like, it's not like I want to wait until the night and that's gonna be, I'm gonna catch it in prime time, but you know, chances are I'll be home doing nothing, so I'll watch it. No rooting interest, I don't know. No rooting interest, I'll just watch it.
So I take it, update us on the Chocolatito.
Oh man, it actually wasn't on, it's not on demand yet. Couldn't find it, but let's see. Comes on in about an hour. I'm not gonna stay up to watch that.
Hell no.
I don't doubt he's a good fighter. I don't doubt he works hard. Whatever. But all the best 112 pounders in the world are racing horses. So.
Do you think he has an attractive girlfriend? That's what I want to know.
Oh, you know who it was, Luki?
Who?
Archie Solis. Is that who it was?
Who's Archie Solis?
Isn't that who Canelo knocked out?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know why that name came to my head. I'm pretty sure. Because when you said girlfriend, and because wasn't it over a girl or something?
Probably, but probably, I mean, man. I don't know. Solis got that fade.
I type in Archie Solis in Google, and first thing, he's showing his missing tooth that got knocked out.
Don't mess with that freckle-faced Mexican, man.
Don't mess with Canelo, bro.
Yeah, that's like Blake Griffin. You mess with him, he'll beat you up, and then his brother Canelo, his big bro, is going to come get you.
Little big bro?
Yeah, little big bro. Man, I'm so mad Chavez Jr. might not be back in the game ever. Like, some of my favorite fight weeks were Chavez Jr. and his dad just trying to get him on weight.
No, man, isn't he fighting soon?
Oh, for real? This is going to make my day.
I heard, man. I always see him in the gym. I thought he was trying to fight Lucien Boutte or...
Oh, yeah, he'd win that fight.
Yeah, he said...
At 170?
or that other dude. I heard the guy that Cotto was trying to fight.
K-9?
No.
Actually, that would be awesome. Remember when K-9 did that? Mayweather's ready to lose.
Yeah.
Now's Highland. The time.
Jorge Sebastian Highland.
I just love that I sent out a push notification through the ITR app for that one. K-9 put out a tweet. And then K-9 blocked us.
Did he?
Yeah, because we put out that story.
What the hell?
I'm like, K-9. We helped you, but I guess it's because, like, I used the word comical, like, to depict, like, and I guess that hurt his feelings, but that was pretty comical that K-9 said he saw flaws in Mayweather, so now the time is right.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm not saying K-9 could beat Floyd, but I was thinking, like, you know, the guys who don't beat or who couldn't beat other guys, like, let's say Kirkland, right? Kirkland got washed by Canelo, but when you think about it, man, that style of Kirkland's against Floyd
is the toughest style.
And especially where Floyd can't really punch, like, you're not going to knock Kirkland out, which is his weakness. Like, yeah, Kirkland and Floyd, I think, would be a fight.
Yeah, because you know Floyd would get put on those ropes.
Yeah.
And Kirkland would just be bang into that body.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, styles make fights, and Kirkland's not going to beat someone that could punch at 154, so he's never going to earn that shot against Floyd. But when you think about stylistically, like, if I had to pick one person, like, hold on, a southpaw that is right on you the whole fight, that can punch hard, I don't know. You never know, but I guess that's why, you know, back in the day when you fought literally everybody because they had hundreds of fights, that's why you did end up with losses. And now where you have to, like, earn fights, you know, sometimes those styles that would clash against yours never get made because they don't get by other guys. I don't know. Random thought.
I hear you. So what are you looking forward to in boxing for the end of this month? Like, is there anything that you're looking forward to?
Man, that's a swell. You got Khan Algieri. Nope. I think the biggest thing I'm looking forward to is, you know, probably the Cotto Gill next month.
Well, the other big thing that I need to bring up too, guys, be sure to get the app. The app's killing it. But we have a bunch of videos up now. I did another Fight Life. We got the girl that's doing Heather Hardy, or fighting Heather Hardy, on the Spike card, Algieri Khan. We had her media day. We were one of the only media outlets to get that. We got some good videos out there, so... You check out any of the videos, Ray, or are you still just
being Ray? No, man, I actually, I catch them. I caught the Chica's video, of course, and I caught your preview of your newest Fight Life. So I need to get that one. Need to watch that one.
Bro, those previews are killing the game, huh?
Yeah, man. That I was watching that one. I was like, yeah, that. You know when you watch something and you see like working out and you're like, yo, that really makes sense. It was the bricks in the hands.
Yeah.
Keep his hands up. I'm like, man, I could, you know, directly see how that's gonna help him. So I wanna watch that one. I'll watch that one tomorrow. Well,
that one, not just that though, like the way that guy trains is kind of like Kirkland.
Yeah.
It's like all day he just does intense training. So it's like I just feel like with each video now we've got musicians who are giving us music for our web series, for our videos. So the montages won't just be like background noise. Now we have like songs we can use and shit. So you know, but I also
we might need one for you know, we have this podcast that could use the soundtrack.
Yeah, we definitely need to get like a little song or something recorded too for the boxing shop. But I guess the other big thing I was going to say is Jonathan Cheekus, what did you think of his training rituals?
Oh, his I remember thinking like, yo, this is really an all day thing. He's not even in camp, is he?
No, well, I think that was like his first day of camp.
Yeah, I thought it was a little like, you know, a little lax, but I was impressed just how it's like all day and, you know, and then when he got to the gym, the bag work and stuff. I liked the, you know, where they had the ropes around the bag where he would go under.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. I hadn't seen that before. That's why I like those videos, because you see stuff that you really, that I haven't seen before, you know, and every gym's different, and it kind of really opens your eyes.
And now that people know that I bring the camera in, I feel like people cam it up, so they bring out the big guns, like their secret training stuff they're starting to do, because I feel like the thing they were doing with those hand wraps, I feel like they busted that out for me for the camera.
Okay, but I mean, it made sense, you know, you could see the benefits in it,
Because people think, oh, someone else is going to steal it, but really, if you don't know how to teach someone how to use it, you can see the video, but you might not know how to, like, show someone how to use it effectively, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like, the actual purpose of it, if you could do it, but if you don't know how it's going to apply, or what you're trying to accomplish, and you know.
Yeah, so.
But everyone's pretty open to you though when you take the camera.
I mean, I've only really tried to do people that I'm cool with.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I haven't had a problem with it.
The cheekiest one where he goes into the, I don't even know what it's called, that chamber. I've seen it in a couple of your vids.
That's yeah.
I was like, oh man, that's cool. I mean, they seem to give you all access.
Well, I mean, like, I know those people. Like, they're not... I went to the Smack Nutrition Facility, which is, like, the Victor Conte thing, and they're all really just really cool people. And, like, what they...
Did you get Victor's autograph yet?
I don't get people's autograph. Oh, but, I went there and then I just made myself a cup of coffee in their Keurig, because for that Cheekus video I had to wake up at 5 a.m. to meet up with him. So I drank a cup of coffee and just drank coffee and sat there. But that, what was cool about the Cheekus and the Casey video is like, I feel like a lot of people all over the world would like to get access to be able just to get video or photo of just that one little room and people going into that chamber. So that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, let's see. So, Undisputed Gym, is that separate from the Smack?
Yeah, but they're like, they literally are in the same neighborhood. And I think that what happened was, and I shouldn't really speak on this, but I will, is through what I've heard is Nonito, I think, brought Victor Conte into the gym because Victor... I believe was just getting like all of his legal things sorted out, and Nonita's just was like, hey, let's give this guy a shot, you know, everyone deserves a second chance. Mm-hmm. And then because they took a chance on him, I believe that he kind of just gives them kind of toys to experiment with their gym. Because the one thing I do know about Victor Conte is, if he's got your back, he's really got your back. And he really likes helping young fighters. And, like, it's crazy what he does for some of these fighters. Like, people that don't have that much money at all, he'll be spending, like, 10 grand a month on them. It's, like, it's crazy, but it's pretty cool because you don't see a lot of people really go to bat for fighters like that.
Yeah, that is cool.
So that's
that,
why...
That Undisputed Gym, man, it looks like it's the top of the line, world-class facility.
Come to the Bay. I'll give you a tour, bro. All right. I'll bring you through every... I'll take you through all of the gyms if you come to the Bay, but Undisputed's are a really good gym. I mean, like, that's the thing about the Bay Area. We have a lot of really good gyms. It's just each gym is different, right? Yeah. So you could have a state-of-the-art gym, but then you might have, like, a funky gym, but the trainers are just, like, masters of footwork. So, like, they might not have the same equipment, but you might get guys that just, when they move incredible. So it's just, it's different.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, that's that. I'm trying to set up any... Who do you want me to do the next fight life on?
You know, I'm waiting on that Mayfield fight life.
Yeah, I mean, that one, that's a work in progress. That one will probably eventually happen.
Okay.
But, I don't know. So that's the big one that you're looking for?
Yeah, but man, in any of them, really like the different gyms and the different, you know, I like the series a lot.
I just feel like it's something different, bro. Like, we're giving people, like, more access than I feel like is out there.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, it's not even like a 24/7 because 24/7 is a lot of drama, a lot of, let's create a storyline to sell the fight. And the fight life isn't that, you know, you just actually, you know, follow the guy, the real, what goes into it, what they're doing. You know, none of your videos I've seen, are they trying to sell a fight or get a fight? It's just what they do, you know, the 9-to-5.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I might have a day in the life of a clothing sponsor person. And I might do a fight life for a boxing trainer. I think that might be interesting too, right?
Yeah.
To follow around a boxing trainer for a whole day.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. We're just kind of talking. Like, what else is on the website? I'm trying to think if there's anything else on the website. Posted some women's fights up there. My boy Troy King got into a Twitter beef with Hank Lundy that was absolutely hilarious. I mean, it was hilarious. It's pretty funny. Anything else you want to add, or do you want to get out this?
Yeah, we can get out. Just be sure to check out itrboxing.com. Download the app.
And we're on, the boxing shop is on iTunes.
What?
Stitcher.
What?
And if you're just listening, we also throw it up on the Lukey Boxing Podcast. So you can get it on, like, all different, you can get it in all different types. If you just want to hear the show once a week, you're good. You can listen to it on SoundCloud, so we're doing big things.
Yeah, man, and what, don't do, this is where I say, yo, be sure to give us a review, and...
You already know. People don't even give out reviews because they're hating. How many people love the ITR Boxing app? Everybody. We only have 2 fucking reviews, and I'm one of the damn reviews, and that sucks.
Lukey, boxing fans are haters. I hate too, I guess. I like to look at it for whatever, you know, for what it is, but boxing fans are haters, bro.
I'm just saying, like, you could sprinkle us with a couple of nice reviews. Like, it wouldn't hurt us, like... To dap us up with, like, 3 or 4 positive reviews, whether it's the app or the podcast.
At least a rating, right? That's not hard to do.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, low key, I feel like we're the brightest prospects in the boxing game right now.
Bro, and killing it. And you know, everyone hates the brightest, man. Be like, man, they really ain't shit. They really ain't shit.
I was just talking to someone about that. There's a Gilly the Kid video I posted on Instagram where he was saying, you need to salute people. He was like, you act like it costs money to show love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Gilly's on to something. Gilly's like a hood motivational speaker.
I saw that, and it's true, man. Oh, I give it out, but when I hate on people, Luke, I'm taking into account, I'm looking at the big picture. So if I'm hating on Golovkin, yeah, okay, you can say I'm hating on him. But look, everything I say for my reason to hate is facts, so. And at the end of the day, if you look at ITR boxing, you can't hate on us based on facts. So, if you got facts, throw them out there. You know, nothing wrong with hearing facts and improving on it. But if you can't hate on us with facts, then, you know, like Luki says, sprinkle some love in there.
And for the most part, good grammar on the website.
Oh, that's one thing I do hate on other sites. So I'm glad the writers are keeping up with that.
And that we're not misspelling headlines and shit.
Oh, I hate that, bro. So.
I'm not gonna give you that headline that drives you nuts. But
you're not gonna give me that run on sentence that's like goes into a full paragraph?
Well, it was a something and then conditioning.
What's that?
Remember when it was blank and then conditioning? That one headline that you texted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, because listeners out there, I give these boxing sites a chance, but I'll quick to screenshot your your horrible work and shit.
Dude, that one, the best was that one sponsor that wanted to sponsor us, and then I sent him that question where I'm like, how are you going to pay for licensing fees? How would you handle...
So, where are they at right now?
No, they just never responded, dude. I was like, before we... Because, like, they wanted us to write a story about them. And I was like, sorry, dude. We don't work that way. Like, you don't just get to email us and tell us to write a story about your website. Like, that makes no sense. So then I'm like, okay, fine. If you want me to write a story about you guys, I have some questions. So, what's your business model? What are you guys going to do to get licensing fees? Are you going to license, like, famous fights? Are you going to do local shows? And then he just said, like, email this guy. And then that guy, like, never emailed me.
Yeah, it is a background on if you're a listener. There was a internet site that was going to have all the fights on their website, I guess, for streaming. And it was a multi-billion dollar opportunity that they were telling us.
They told you it was a multi-billion
dollar. Oh, yeah. What happened is I wrote them because they were asking for investors. So I told them, oh, and in their plea for investors, they had horrible grammar. So I told them, you know, you guys don't even spell these words right and you want me to invest? Like, I'm out. Which I was out because it sounded like BS anyways. But then the guy replied and was like, well, that's too bad that you're out because this is a multi-billion dollar opportunity, blah, blah, blah. That was probably like, what? That was over 6 months ago. And, you know, we never heard from him since.
Yeah, I mean, my other pet peeve was the dude sent me emails with, like, smiley faces and stuff.
Oh, I hate that too.
And it's like you're supposed to be in like a business professional context.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one was pretty bad. I'm trying to think if there's any others because fucking Felix always just forwards all the lame ass shit to me. Like if there's any like terrible email, he basically just forwards it to me and then has me like handle it.
You have to research and see if it's legit and worth.
Yeah, I mean. Dude, I was just so mad when that person said, literally, was like, okay, well, you can write a story about us. Oh, really? I get the honor of writing a story about your website? Like,
man, I can't remember what they were called.
No, I know what they're called, but I don't want to say.
You don't want to go in the...
I don't want to give him
Give me
nothing.
The first word. Is that something boxing?
The. Here, I'll text it to you, bro. I'm not playing. I'm not playing.
Hey, this is what we do, man. We go to those whack sites. All you whack boxing
Wait,
sites.
Wait, I don't even think this... It's not, like... I texted to you, but it's not, like... I think that there's other websites called that, too. Like, I don't think that it's just, like... I think they used, like, a trademark name, too.
Wouldn't doubt it. But all you whack boxing sites. We see y'all. We read y'all. And then we trash y'all.
Man, you're on a campaign just to shit on one website in particular. We won't say no names, but
nah, for a bit they were getting. I kind of don't even follow up anymore, but for a bit they were horrible.
Nah, they showed love. They used one of my articles.
Okay, man. You know, Lukey. Speaking of sites and all that, you know what I really hate. I hate when, because of a guy is a nice guy. Let's say, I'll use this example. Willie Monroe, right? He quit on Saturday, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he was getting beat up.
Okay, but yeah, I'm not saying he shouldn't have. I'm not saying, oh, die in the ring. Like, some people think like that, some people don't. I don't blame him for not thinking like that. But he was on his feet and he said, I'm done, right? Yo, I hate when these writers will be like, oh, he has so much heart and so much this, and oh, warrior. At the end of the day, he quit, you know? Just because he's a nice guy and because he granted you an interview doesn't mean you have to campaign for him. And I hate, like, I'll read a story and then if they grant an interview, it's, like, totally positive and, you know, it's... act like he didn't even lose, you know, like, keep it real, keep it, you know, whether you grant the interview or not, keep it real.
Well, that's like the adverse is like Chris Areola, who was a jerk to me. So then, like, even if he does something really good, I'm gonna always look for the flaws in Chris Areola just because he was so mean to me one time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Gabe Rosato turned down our show, so I'll
he's got the ITR curse, bro. We've cursed him. He can't win in the boxing ring anymore.
Can't, man. Can't. But you know, that's why I don't want to be a writer that, because I want to be able to be biased. If I don't like you, I don't like you. But it was just the whole Willie Monroe thing. They were like, oh, he's such a nice guy. He's such a nice guy. He was so nice. And, like, man, I don't care. Write the story. I don't care if he was nice to you. But that was on my mind.
Okay. Anything else, or are we good? Oh, I guess one last thing I wanted to say. So on change.org, they're trying to petition to get a group of squids, instead of calling it squids, to change it to squad.
What?
Straight up.
Squat up?
Yeah. So, so I guess...
Actual squid?
Yeah, group of squid. So instead of using the plural squids, they're trying to have the plural be squad.
That's pretty tight, actually.
I thought it was pretty tight, too.
look at all that. Look at that squad.
Look at that squad coming, as opposed to look at the squids. So I'd be like, look at the squad.
So, if I'm with my squad, can I be like, yo, I got a couple squids with me? Can I start calling my homies my squids?
I think that would only work if this petition goes through on change.org.
All right, man.
So, I mean, I guess, is that a good way to end it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we got to say, go to ITRboxing.com, some of the best squids in the business. Yeah, follow my squad.
All right. I'll talk to you next week, bro.
All right, peace.